meteorologist Bill Snyder from WGN-TV. And I'm going to tell you right now, Bill, you've got it until the top of the hour because you have so much on your plate. I don't believe it. Let me just count out a few things.
Wow. That's a
tsunamis, earthquakes, air quality. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
It is insane, isn't it, John? I mean, I'm telling you, there's something going on everywhere right now. Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. Yes.
So,
but happy Thursday. It's good to talk to you as always, my friend.
Yes, it is. And I'm very glad that we're indoors.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'll say.
I have an 815 question. Ask Bill why I don't remember wildfire smoke 30 or 40 years ago.
You know, that's a great question. And I think, to be honest with you, I just don't think that it was reported as much, John. Uh-huh. I think that's part of the reason that, you know, we have more capability of accessing the data. And I mean, before we may have just seen the hazy skies and just figured, oh, it's just another hazy summer day and didn't really pay close attention to where it was coming from. But
you make a good point because there was, you know, I've been around too long and there was this Nat King Cole song years ago, the lazy, hazy days
of summer. Right.
So maybe that's what you're talking about.
It could be. It could be. But yeah, John, I mean, we are, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we've had such a persistent, hot and humid period of weather. And, you know, most people prefer their weather a little bit cooler. And here we are. We change air masses. We bring in this delightfully comfortable air with cooler temperatures and far lower humidities. And now we can't go outside because of the smoke. It's just, it's crazy. It's just, it's interesting.
It really is.
But yeah, the AQI, I was just looking, John, our updated numbers, here in Chicago, 176 and in Gary, Indiana, 175. And that's a level considered unhealthy. That is, that's out of the six prong category from the AQI index. That's level four. There's only two levels that are worse than that. And, you know, it's an increased likelihood of adverse effects and aggravation to the heart and lungs among the general public, and certainly among people that are sensitive to that type of thing. You know, if you have lung issues or asthma or something of that sort, John, it's certainly you're going to notice it. And I've even heard from people that have had headaches and so forth, just because it's not just in the air, but you can smell it.
Yes, indeed. And do you have any idea when it will abate?
I'll tell you what, John. We have reliable short-term modeling that goes into the weekend, and I wish I had better news, but they've extended. Originally, they put out the air quality alert through midnight tonight, but that's been extended by the Illinois EPA through midnight tomorrow night, which is technically Saturday morning. And I'll tell you what, looking at some of the modeling, John, I wouldn't be surprised if that gets extended into Saturday. So at least it looks at this distance like we're going to be dealing with this in some capacity the next couple of days. And, you know, it's interesting looking at some of the data, John. It's interesting that the fires have burned 13.7 million acres in Canada. Isn't that something? Wow. And not only Canada, which has been the primary source of all this wildfire smoke, but 40,000 wildfires to date have charred over 3 million acres across the western United States through this date. So, and you know, it's interesting, John, 60% of the fires in Canada have been ignited by lightning. Mm-hmm. How about that? The rest of it, unfortunately, by human carelessness and or arson. So, so there is a reason behind all this, and it's not a good reason, that's for sure. And you know, the fact is that there's no organized precipitation in that area that's going to be approaching anytime soon. So the fact is that if we get our steering winds blowing in out of the north northwest, which is what we have now, we've switched jet streams. You know, our jet stream, which was primarily coming in out of the southwest, which was bringing in the hot humid conditions, it's now we've switch jet streams from the northwest. So that's, unfortunately, it's funneling in that smoke here into our area. Not good.
You know, obviously, we are here changing over the month.
We are. Isn't that amazing? Can you believe that this is the last day of July? We start August tomorrow. And, you know, my meteorological colleague here at WGN, Tim Joyce, who you see doing weather on WGN Morning News on Saturdays and Sundays, he has coined the term for August, which I think it's a good one. He's coined it the Sunday of Summer.
The Sunday of summer.
Yeah. It's interesting.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, because it's the final leg, you know. Sunday is kind of like the last day of our weekend. So since it's the last day of the weekend, it's our last month. Not that we won't or can't see warm weather into September, because we do, but at least climatologically, we're 2/3 of the way in the books. Isn't that something?
Yeah, you have that meteorological summer that you refer to every week. So what are we, like 2/3 of the way through that?
We are. That's exactly right, John. So we've got one more month to go in meteorological summer. And you know, it's interesting. The first 2/3 of this of the season rank as the second warmest on record at Midway Airport. You know, I like to use Midway Airport because, again, it's consistent data at one location. You know, the official observation site, which data there goes back to 1871, has been moved around several times. But Midway, this is consistent data at the same location for nearly a century of weather records. So weather records there go back to 1928. And again, it's the second warmest. Only 2012 has had a warmer start to summer than this year. So that's interesting. So if it's your perception that we've had a fairly hot summer today, notwithstanding, your perception is spot on because it has been warm.
So is this typical or atypical? I mean, I know there's a lot of factors going on, like we've been mentioning the smoke and things of that nature.
Right.
The humidity has been very
John. You know, it's it's been very humid, John. As a matter of fact, you know, interesting study was done by a meteorologist with the Washington Post, where they calculate the humidity rankings in July. Has it been to your perception? Has this been a fairly humid month?
Oh gosh, yes.
Yes. Well, not just you, but multiple people have said that to me. And interestingly, not just in Illinois, but a number of cities across the Midwest and Eastern United States are about to conclude their most humid July on record statewide. Wow. So, yeah, it's interesting, John. 18 states from, you know, Missouri to Illinois, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia. So those are among the states that have just concluded or will conclude their most humid July on record. And you know, it's interesting, John. You know, it's part of the reason that's the reason behind that is a Bermuda high pressure system has, which is typically farther into the Atlantic, has been dipped farther west. So with the Bermuda high tracking farther to the west, closer to the coastline here, it's caused more frequent tropical winds, not, you know, across the central and eastern United States. So that pattern, when stacked on top of the long term, you know, moistening trend that's been going on in recent years and decades, that creates kind of a double humidity hamburger, so to speak, when you get that to happen. Yeah.
A double humidity hamburger.
That's your word for the day, John.
I'm writing that one down.
Yeah. So, you know, that's part of the factor that's gone into, you know, why we've had such a persistent humid pattern here across the central and eastern United States. So it's kind of interesting. And you know what, John, when you get into a humid pattern, that keeps your nighttime temperatures up. So yeah, it's been persistently warm summer. We've not been breaking many records in terms of daytime highs. We've seen far hotter summers in terms of, you know, daytime heat. But when you stay humid like this, it keeps your nighttime temperature warm. Humid air retains more heat. And so our temperatures at night have been far warmer than they have been in some recent years. And so when I mentioned that average temperature is 77, that factors in the daytime highs and it factors in the nighttime lows. And, you know, up until this morning, we had a string of at least a week going of nighttime lows that were in the 70s. And that keeps your average temperature up.
We have a question from the news department.
Okay. Is this Mr. Jennings?
Yes, I had a feeling it
might be Mr. Jennings. Yes.
It is, Bill.
Yes.
How are you?
David, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm curious about something.
Okay.
There is a fire that I believe has zero containment in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
When does that start to get into our stuff?
Well, it's factoring in right now, David, because our as I was mentioning before, our upper level jet stream winds are coming in from the northwest. So that is training not just wildfire smoke out of Canada, but it's also bringing in some of that fire from the western U.S. So I think that's part of the reason why we're seeing some of the worst air quality right now today, and we probably will again tomorrow and even into Saturday, than we've seen all summer. We've had some days where we've had the smoke and we've had the hazy, murky skies, but this is quite the change in literally just 24 hours from yesterday to today. Yeah. And again, it's all in part to the jet stream, because the jet stream imports winds from the area that has seen such extensive wildfire smoke. And as you mentioned, zero containment. So we're smelling it, we're seeing it. And, it's bad all around, because the temperatures are far, far more comfortable than they've been in recent, you know, days and even weeks. But yet, to be outside for any length of period is it's not good. It's not healthy.
Speaking of being outside, you know, we got Lollapalooza going on.
We do.
What do you see for that festival?
Well, I'll tell you what, John, it's amazing, because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I feel like every year for Lolla, we're either dealing with damaging thunderstorms, at least the potential for that, and or extreme heat and humidity. Well, guess what? We don't have either one of those this year. So how about that? I mean, you know, there's a chance there, you know, with these northeast winds.
Wait. A Lollapalooza without no rainfall?
Isn't that amazing, David? I don't remember.
No. I know what it is. The ground's already muddy.
Well, that's true. and it may be, you know, I mean, that may be the case, because we've had, you know, some downpours here in recent days. But so I'm sure there's likely to be some mud, residual mud from recent days. But hey, the forecast is pretty darn nice when all things considered. We have a few sprinkles possible overnight and into tomorrow morning. And that is, believe it or not, this is amazing, John, it's the result of lake effect. Can you believe that? So the air aloft that's coming in is so cool that it's picking up some of the moisture from the lake, which is warmed up tremendously. Lake water temperatures, can you believe it, John, are in the mid-70s.
Whoa.
So it's almost like bath water.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So in some areas, it's even a little bit higher than that. But so the fact is that the fetch of northeasterly winds that's coming down the lake and the cool air aloft will actually act to produce some of these lake effect sprinkles. But that will thin out by midday tomorrow. And again, these are just isolated areas that may see that. Not everyone's going to see a sprinkle tomorrow, but by afternoon it's going to be gorgeous. We're looking at another day of partly to mostly sunny skies. So when Lolla kicks off tomorrow, temperatures in the mid-70s, and then, you know, we warm a couple of degrees each day, but boy, I'll tell you, it could be a lot worse. We're talking about temperatures on Saturday and Sunday in the upper 70s to close to 80 degrees with low humidity. I mean, that, what more can you ask for Lolla?
Indeed.
Yeah, so, and even for Chicago, for the first weekend of August, it's going to be gorgeous area-wide for anybody that needs to, you know, wants to do stuff outside. Now, again, we'll probably still be dealing with some lingering effects of the haze from wildfire smoke, but hopefully the conditions will improve as we move through the weekend. I think we're going to have another rough day tomorrow in that department. I think the AQI levels are still going to be elevated, certainly between, you know, oscillating between unhealthy for sensitive groups or just unhealthy for all of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's always great having you on. I know a lot of people were looking forward to hearing you tonight with all the activity that we're having with the atmosphere and just the general general confusion of what is going on with them.
I know.
We're breathing.
For sure. Because you know what? This is one of those instances this summer, John, where you walked outside and not only could you see it, but you smelled it. And that's not good. When you can smell the smoke, and that means that it's closer to the surface than it's been in some of our recent days where we've had smoke. But it's not good. Hopefully it'll get better in coming days.
Thank you again, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Yep. Great. I look forward to our chat next week.
Absolutely.